It's the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. We are talking about the VA. And this is an interesting topic to a lot of people because a lot of people are veterans, right? I mean, it's a pretty large percentage of, I mean, what percentage of males do you think have served in the military, Mark, in the U.S. and like over their lifetime?
I would think something like 10 to 20%
yeah.
would be my guess.
It's a few million people, right, that are currently in the military. So, you know, population of what, 350 million people. A few million out of that.
It's yeah, 10% might be about right.
Yeah, that might not be too far off.
They got me.
They got you, yeah. And, I mean, you know, consequently, the VA is a huge institution, the Veterans Administration, that provides health care to a large portion of people in the U.S.
And yeah, because it's not just, you know, people serving now. It's, you know, it's veterans. That's why it's VA, Veterans Affairs. Really, because, I mean, a VA hospital will also, you know, service present serving members, you know, of the
right.
military. So it's a lot of people.
Yeah. And it
looks like 9% of the population.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's about right.
Yeah, so you were right on the money, Mark. So, I mean, this is a huge institution, and this is government-run healthcare. There's no other way to describe it. Just like, you know, Medicare and Medicaid are also government-run healthcare.
Right.
And so, I mean, why do people still believe that we have a free market in healthcare in the U.S.? Because if you add up all the spending that the government all the money that the government spends on the VA and Medicare and Medicaid, you get more than half of the healthcare dollars that are spent in the U.S. So my question is, why do people still claim that the U.S. has a free market in healthcare?
Well, yeah, even before Obamacare came into play,
yes.
which is really just a mandate on insurance companies generally.
It's a tax on young, healthy people to pay for the healthcare of other people who aren't so healthy.
Yeah, I mean, but healthcare for you know, the military, I don't think could ever have been called really like a free market. I mean, because you can choose, you know, a veteran can choose to go elsewhere. They don't have to go to the VA. So I guess in that regard, sure.
It's more like public school.
Yeah.
You have this mediocre option that you will be given for quote unquote free.
Right.
And you can choose to do that or you can go to the better option and pay for it. And so it has many of the it smacks in many ways of the public school model. But I've talked to several veterans, and the things that I've heard over time is that, you know, they'll either believe that their doctors in the VA are actively or passively trying to kill them.
Had people call in and say that.
We've had people say that, and I don't know what they mean entirely when they say that. I mean, I'm thinking that they're not giving them ODs of morphine. Like, give him one, you know. But I think that you can see the incentive in that circumstances.
Think about how cared for and individually paid attention to you feel if you go to a place like the DMV or something like that. Or if you call the IRS to try to get some answers about your tax forms. I mean, you obviously don't get the sense that somebody cares about you and somebody
No.
is looking out for your best interests. And, I mean, there are a lot of great doctors who work at the VA. You know,
Sure.
there are very nice people who work at the VA. And there are some bureaucrats who work there.
But incentives affect people. And it doesn't matter who you are or what you're like in the rest of your life. You're affected by incentives. And the incentive in a, you know, any kind of government-run healthcare system, and it doesn't matter whether it's the VA or where it is that you're going to get your paycheck no matter what, mm-hmm. and things are going to go on the way that they're going to go on. We're talking about vets here. They're already damaged goods, and, you know, things happen. And so you just have this, you know, I want to see VA hospitals compared with regular hospitals and see what your rates are. See what happens. I don't know the answer. All I know is what vets have told me and sort of looking at incentives. And the incentives to me say that you've got a system where there are, what are the incentives to excel? I can tell you a doctor wants to keep you alive so that you can keep on giving them money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they care about people too, but
I do.
But you know,
I think lots of people care about people.
We've heard so many stories about the VA in the last couple of years. I can think of three off the top of my head that just indicate signs of a dysfunctional organization.
Sure. Yeah, it clearly makes the case for why we need a free market healthcare system.
Yeah, and what I'm talking about specifically is there was a VA hospital, I can't remember exactly where it was, but it had mold, you know, throughout the entire hospital. People were getting sick because it was dirty, you know, and there was a big mold problem.
I can't remember the name of it. I want to say Morton Plant, but that was the name of the crazy house in Tampa.
Fort Hood, but it's not Fort Hood. It's Fort
Walter Reed.
Walter Reed, yes, that's it. Thank you. Yeah, so they had that mold scandal. The other one was the security leak, where there was a VA hospital that lost all kinds of people's personal information,
info,
social security numbers, addresses, medical records, you name it. Who knows where that information went? And then there was the guy who got arrested for not paying for a soda refill at the VA that you guys just talked about a couple weeks ago. I mean, these are just signs of a place that is not functioning optimally.
Yeah, and certainly like this case here with these whistleblowers where allegedly people are dying. We talked about the unofficial waiting list, and, you know, the article goes on. If those veterans died, the whistleblowers claimed, the names would simply be removed from the list quietly.
Wow.
Yeah.
So they're on a secret waiting list, and if they die, we'll take you off the list.
Yeah, no, you're off the list. Well, yeah, you died.
Wow. And just the fact, as you pointed out, Brian, that they have to be whistleblowers, that shows that there's some risk involved in coming out and saying this information publicly.
Yeah, that's how serious this is.
Yeah.
There was a story that was, I think it's probably been 2 years now, about, and I can't remember what the initials are for the medical system in Great Britain, but they love it over there from all the polls that they just love their socialized medicine over there. And look, I'm not here to say you shouldn't have it. As a matter of fact, I strongly believe that if you think that there's a better place in the world that functions more optimally than the place you are, you should move there.
Yep.
That's what I believe, and I did. I picked up and moved my life to New Hampshire in hopes for a better life, and I believe I found it in many ways. However, it was interesting. There was a sort of a local politician that died because just basically they didn't get around to giving her the life-saving operation, and the husband of this local politician, he's like, well, she loved the medical system, and that's fine, and it's okay. You know, like, this is how thoroughly they are indoctrinated.
Wow.
that this is great.
Let's go to the phones. We do have a call on Skype. It looks like we've got Stephen with us. Hi, Stephen. You're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just to mention a few things for the VA, I agree they have problems. No doubt about that. I'm a veteran. Walter Reed had problems. However, the Joint Commission on Hospital Accreditation has always identified the VA hospitals as very good to excellent, depending on what hospital that you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
And as a TRICARE is when you get out of the military, you can get TRICARE, which I have. It's an insurance policy. And I basically have gone around and got medical help from places like in West Point. When I was on full-time active duty, I was at down at Andrews Air Force Base. The Air Force has done an excellent job with their hospitals down there. And if I need help now, I just walk into any hospital for TRICARE and get immediately help if I need it.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that you're able to get help and everything. But it sounds like these people in where was it, Phoenix?
This was particularly in Phoenix, but apparently John McCain has gotten involved.
Uh-huh.
And is very concerned that this is actually going to get a lot bigger and that it's throughout the country.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible, absolutely,
yeah.
Correct. That absolute to put people on a waiting list and 45 plus people have died. I'm sure it is even more. I have to say.
So it says here that while all 151 VA medical facilities are accredited by the Joint Commission, 32 Department of Veterans Affairs medical facilities from across the country were recently recognized as top performers by the independent panel that accredits and certifies healthcare organizations. So that's very interesting because I honestly didn't know how VA hospitals would stack up. And everything I've ever heard from veterans is that they're like, you know, not that happy generally with their care.
And the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Yeah,
they're
right.
Going to speak up. But, you know, you're going to get mixed experiences in a system like this. I don't mean to paint it with the same brush. But,
thanks so much.
Thanks, Stephen. And this is Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. You got a VA story you want to share? Give us a call. This is Free Talk Live, the Sunday edition.
All right, hold on, hold on. We got to interrupt the regularly scheduled stuff for just a minute. I've got to tell you about this because it's weird. It'll make sense. What if I told you that eating this one weird spice could actually help you reverse diabetes? I know, it's crazy, right? Well, if you or somebody you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes or metabolic syndrome, you've got to check out this video. It's free. You may have heard about this. People who've tried it say that they've been able to normalize their blood sugar, stop taking their diabetes meds, and their doctors are all for it. So what is it? What's behind this? Well, the company says it's a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes, and they say that it works in as little as 4 weeks, and it all starts with this one weird kitchen spice you probably have in your kitchen right now. So you should check out the free video and see for yourself. It's at weirdspice55.com. So write that down. It's weirdspice55.com. Weirdspice55.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, April 21st, 2014, gold opened at $12.98.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.46, $6.73 for a half ounce, or $3.36.50 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.46, $6.73, and $3.36.50.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Is our phone number here tonight, or you can call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Us is me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark. You can get a free pound of coffee by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about BuzzBox coffee here for quite some time on Free Talk Live, and I love it. It's delicious coffee. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans. You're not going to taste coffee that is better than this. It is the best of the best coffee out there. And it's priced commensurately with other high-end coffees. There's no doubt about it. Well, the one thing that BuzzBox does is if you upgrade from that ordinary coffee you're buying from the store to BuzzBox, and maybe you could, one thing you could do is you just stop off for fewer of those coffees at the chain stores, and you'll certainly begin to save money. But if you switch from that sort of store brand, you'll be helping people around the world, because for every 10 people that sign up with us at coffee.freetalklive.com to get their coffee delivered to them on, it can be every 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks, whatever is right for you. They've got and the right amount and the right type of coffee. They've got all kinds of options over there at coffee.freetalklive.com. Once you get your first free pound. The first free pound, there's two choices, and then after that, there's lots of different options. So you pay the shipping on the free pound, and you can cancel your subscription any time. But for every 10 people we get, one person around or one family around the world is going to get a microloan. That they've been waiting to make their life better, and we're going to be able to give them that hand up instead of a handout like they've so often is done with these foreign charities. And that's why I'm excited about it. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, we go to the phones. I believe Dallas is listening in Texas. Hi, Dallas. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, I came to the realization about a decade ago that there is no profit for the medical establishment and their patients being in good health. My father has had VA treatment for, 30-plus years. He's a Vietnam veteran, and his experience with it has been fairly good. I mean, yeah, you have to go down there and wait in long lines and, deal with the paperwork and the bureaucracy of it all. But in the Houston area, it seems that, the care is pretty good. I'm glad that he has it because if he was having to pay out of pocket, he was in an industrial accident several years ago. And if he had not had the option of going to the VA, I think it would have broken. He would have spent his entire retirement just in cancer treatment alone.
It can certainly happen. I mean, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah. I want to get something clear. Like, our last caller, Stephen, called in and he said that, he had some good experiences with the VA system. And I don't doubt that for a minute. Like, people are going to report definitely mixed things about the VA. And look, the doctors who work for private hospitals, I'm not saying they're all super wonderful doctors either. People have bad experiences with just medicine in general sometimes, too, and people have good experiences. But, there are a lot of incentives that could tend to, maybe not have the best interests of the patient or the payer in mind, and often the patient is not the one who pays. But there are sometimes incentives are really skewed. Look at health insurance. I mean, we don't have our car insurance pay for gas and oil changes, so why would we have our health insurance pay for prescriptions that we take every day and routine
point.
Maintenance?
That's a very good point. Yes, it is.
I think I got that from Ron Paul, who is a doctor,
If I might share my own personal experience with the private side of it, we declined vaccinations for our first child, and we will be declining them for our next child that's due. We've actually experienced vaccine discrimination with a couple of pediatricians in the small town that we live in where they refused to see my two-year-old daughter we were traveling to Jamaica for a family vacation. And we thought that it might be a good idea just to make sure that everything's ticking right. I mean, she's never been to the doctor. She was born. We took her home. She has some runny nose, a little bit of fever, a little cough. We don't panic. We don't freak out. We don't feel like that's a need to take her to the doctor. I mean, I'm paying for the insurance, okay? It comes out of my labor, essentially. So the OBGYN that my wife goes to, we've experienced some double billing issues and some issues where we were billed for things that, like vaccinations, They push it on her every year. It's flu season. You got to get it. Blah, 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 blah. We'll come to find out, next thing we know, we're getting a denial of coverage from our insurance company because the doctor has billed our insurance company for a vaccination she never got. So
it, wow.
We really have to pay attention to it. And I suggest to anybody out there who's just, you know, not looking at things, be aware that, you know, whether they do it purposely or it's automatic for them. Well, who doesn't want to have a vaccination? I mean, oh, my goodness. So they just
yeah.
The two sickest times I've been in my life was the two times that I took the flu vaccine. Now, I don't know why. I've got some kind of, well, I mean, there's no agree or disagree with about it. I mean, I had 102.7 degree temperature, and I have some kind of, you know, allergic reaction to the flu vaccine, and I've looked into it, and you wouldn't believe how many people just sort of, you know, knee-jerk react and say, no, you're wrong. That didn't happen to you.
It's
scientifically impossible. Stop lying, you bastard. Like, they get, like, insane about the fact that I'm never going to take another flu vaccine again, and they'll
Mark,
suggest
that's because
that
you're ruining the herd immunity.
Well, here, I'll tell you what, I'll be happy to take the next flu vaccine if somebody puts up $10,000 as a bond for me getting ill, because that's how important it is to me.
Here's an even better way to do it. When we went to the hospital on the date of birth of my daughter, I carried a little piece of paper with me. And they wanted to give her vitamin K. They wanted to give her the MMR vaccine. They wanted to give her the Tdap vaccine. And these are all acronyms for a cocktail of toxins that they give a child that's less than a few hours old. And it doesn't allow their natural immunity to
well, not
to even
vitamin K.
Start up.
That's not a toxin.
They do have an eye rub for vitamin K.
The injection, the vitamin K injection, does contain mercury and other toxins. Now, we chose to go with the oral for it. So I carried a little piece of paper with me and asked to see the inserts. They wouldn't give me the inserts. I said, great, give her all the shots you want, but you mind signing this? Well, what is that? Well, that's a liability waiver, ma'am. And they backed right off. They never mentioned it one other time again.
Wow. Yeah, I bet they don't get too many people who ask for that kind of thing. And thank you for the call, Dallas. Appreciate your thoughts tonight. 855-450-3733. You know, I...
Health.ussd.edu says there's no mercury preservative in vitamin K. I can't tell anything more than that from San Diego Health.
Well,
services.
I mean,
it's hard to know.
At the same time, like, if you're talking about a baby, like, if you have a choice between an injection and something that they can swallow,
right? Why wouldn't you do it?
Why wouldn't you give them the oral?
Yeah. I understand I understand why doctors want to give a bunch of vaccines right at because this is the last time that they're going to see some of these babies. Mm-hmm. They're like, yes, let's go ahead and give them the vaccine shot now. However, every medical procedure has side effects. Vaccines have side effects.
Yeah, and people are different. People have allergies. And not only that, but the pharma companies are totally protected from, like, they can't really be touched legally.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of storable food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion for Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion for Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You are listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
If you'd like to call us and share your thoughts about anything that's on your mind, we've been talking about the VA and a little bit about vaccines, I guess, but you don't have to talk about that. You can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That is, of course, the ProXPN toll-free call-in line. You can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm.
And, you know, you can get a ProXPN account with Bitcoins. But how do you get Bitcoins?
Good question.
Let me tell you one of the best ways out there, and I've met these guys. They are the nicest guys, and they are professional. CashIntoCoins.com. It really doesn't get any easier. You can go into pretty much any bank. Or what are the requirements on the bank that you have to go into?
Well, actually, the way that you do it with CashIntoCoins.com now, the banking system has made it very difficult for companies to deal through them. You can do a wire transfer from your bank account.
Right. So pretty much any bank, you can do a wire transfer.
Yep, from. That's right. Or you can do a money order. I find this to be the best one, but, you know, the fact is that mail doesn't always reach where it's supposed to, but when my experience with CashIntoCoins.com has always been great customer service, so
right.
I expect that to continue. I haven't heard any one of my listeners get back with me and say, "Oh, I can't live with this." You know, all the time, whenever I get responses, they're always positive, and that's what I love about CashIntoCoins.com.
Yeah.
So you can use a money order, is it cashier's check or wire transfer?
Yeah, and wire transfer, and they have the lowest rates I know of within which to get Bitcoin. Really, they beat everybody else. It is, in my opinion, the simplest way to get Bitcoins out there right now. CashIntoCoins.com.
All right. You know, we had a call from Dallas that just came in, and he was talking about sort of vaccines and how he didn't want to vaccinate his children.
He started off with the VA, but went to, you know, sort of his experience also.
Yeah, and, you know, I wanted to say, okay, so, you know, obviously I have a scientific background, and I consider myself in general, you know, someone who is maybe more on the skeptic side of things, right? Like, I like things to be supported by evidence and so forth. And if something references energy or vibrations, I start to get a little uncomfortable, right? But, you know, I think that there is potentially a decent case for skepticism about, like, some vaccines from a libertarian standpoint and from a skeptic's standpoint.
I'd like to think that I come from the same side of things as you do, Stephanie. I mean, you've got the cred and the PhD more so than I do, but
I'm not giving anyone advice, but I just think, like, here's why. I want to talk about why. And this is an interesting issue because you hear a lot of just weirdness around this issue. You know, you hear a lot of people who are saying, oh, they're poisoning our children. And, you know, like, perhaps there are grains of truth in that. And then you hear a lot of people who say, well, if you don't vaccinate your children, you're a scum of the earth and you're killing everyone. Perhaps there are grains of truth in that too. But, you know, you hear a lot of really emotional discussion about this issue. And what I think is, like I was saying at the end of the last segment, the pharmaceutical companies, if you talk about incentives, they are really protected from liability. Like, they don't really have to answer for making bad products, you know. And also, like, the government funds a lot of vaccine development. Vaccines do have a history. There have been some vaccines in history that, you know, people wanted them to be out there because there were bad pathogens that they wanted protection from. But also, there have been vaccines that have caused side effects and have hurt people.
Sure.
You know, like, look at the swine flu and vaccine back in the 70s.
What medicine doesn't have side effects? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I can't imagine that there is a vaccine without side effects. And the fact that the government has this fund out of which all vaccines must pay based on the amount of vaccines that they sell. Mm-hmm. So when you buy a vaccine, a certain amount of it goes into this fund. It has, there's no incentive for a vaccine, but that's the only amount of money that you can get.
Well, and the pharmaceutical companies really have an incentive to get governments to make them mandatory. Like, if you were a company and you could make the government, like, Mark, if you could make it mandatory for firms to buy advertising on Free Talk Live via government mandate, wouldn't you want to do that? Maybe you wouldn't, but
I'd love that.
Some people would, you know, and that's what some of these vaccine manufacturers do, you know, because governments are sort of mandating that people take these vaccines. And also, you know, especially with the flu vaccine, okay, that's one that we can isolate. And I think there's a good case around that for some skepticism, because how many cases of flu are we actually preventing? You know, like, it's different every year, so it doesn't have the long-term testing that's required of certain other drugs.
It takes like 9 months for them to start deciding which strains of the flu they're going to go after.
Yep.
So they're well out. They're deciding now for next year's flu season.
Yeah.
9 months from now.
Absolutely.
The flu's going to be.
Might mutate by the time it actually
mutate.
And sometimes the match between the vaccine and between the actual live wild flu is not very good. And so the vaccine doesn't offer as much protection. And it's not, you know, because it's made differently every year, there isn't the chance for that testing of each batch of each year's vaccine. And so I've heard statistics that say that the flu vaccine is between 30 to 60% effective at preventing cases of flu, meaning that if you get the vaccine and you are exposed to the virus, it's going to be 30 to 60% effective at, depending on the year, at preventing you from getting the flu.
And so far, it's 100% effective in making me very, very ill.
Making you very, very ill, yes.
Right.
And I believe you about that. But if you need, like, so what that means is that every time you think about a disease or anything like that, like, if you hear a statistic that says, oh my gosh, rates of earlobe cancer have gone up 10,000%. Well, perhaps last year there was one case of earlobe cancer, and now there are 10 cases or something.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Maybe your risk of getting earlobe cancer was 0.0001%, and now it's 0.01. Is that something to be concerned about? You have to ask yourself. And you have to vaccinate 100 people to prevent one case of flu, is it worth it? Especially in light of the idea that it's potentially possible that vaccines will have side effects.
Right.
And that will affect some people negatively.
And I think this is where a lot of people from the political side of it, you know, wonder if there's not some kind of, you know, the, I hate to use the word, but some kind of conspiracy around some of these things, because you take like H1N1 a few years ago. I mean, the media machine behind H1N1, that this was going to kill everybody in the on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And that we couldn't make enough vaccines. There was no way you could get enough vaccinations out there. Everybody gets vaccinated as fast as you can and all this. And it ended up being, what? Who even remembers H1N1? I'm lucky enough to have a memory, you know, to have a pretty decent memory. Nobody even remembers that this happened.
I remember there were task forces about it. And
oh,
I mean,
it was huge.
People were really going nuts. But it's... In some ways, it's also a false sense of security, because a lot of the vaccines that we get in childhood, people don't retain immunity to those pathogens as adults. You know, like if you received a vaccine 20 years ago, you might not, your immune system might not still be making antibodies against that bug.
And we, in my household, we haven't vaccinated my son. Now, what my goal was to simply wait till his second birthday and then to decide which vaccines we were going to do and which ones we weren't going to do. My wife, she's a little stronger on this issue, but I get a lot of sort of heated upset in the Liberty community about me not having vaccinated my child, and what would I dare to put the rest of us all in danger for? But, you know, sort of me, I have to do a calculation. I know, and so does everybody listening, that medicines have side effects. You know, different medicines have different side effects, and some people react, and some people, in fact, die from taking medication. More people in this country die from prescription drug medications than they do from all overdoses of all illegal drugs combined. So that's a pretty big deal, and I think vaccines are relatively safe. But here's what I want to ask you. I live in southwestern New Hampshire. The chances of us stumbling across polio, pretty slim.
Yeah.
Now, you know, pertussis, maybe a bit more. But polio, slim. Smallpox, not even there. So, we basically, vaccines eradicated smallpox. Maybe, maybe good hygiene did too. I don't know. I can't make that answer for myself.
But it's okay to do a cost-benefit analysis.
Right. I know that that there's dangers to a polio vaccine, and I know that there's a danger of Jack getting polio. But which one's higher?
Yeah, hopefully you have access to information that can help you make an informed decision. And shouldn't we all be able to do that with our own bodies or our children's bodies if they can't make that for themselves? Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer you a free pound of BuzzBox coffee. It's organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade grown, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Try the best of the best for free. Just cover shipping. 10% of future purchases go toward helping us give the gift of human freedom around the globe with at least 100 microloans via World Vision. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit proflowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium base, and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to proflowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, proflowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's proflowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. Tonight it's me, Stephanie, here with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can call us on the ProXPN toll-free call-in lines at 855-450-3733 or on Skype at lrn.fm. Now, we've been talking about this VA whistleblower who came forward and said
whistleblowers. There's a multitude.
Oh, excuse me. Yes, whistleblowers. That basically, if I understand it right, said that there's a secret waiting list for medical care. There's,
yeah, unofficial waiting lists being made.
And were they saying that people are getting bumped up that are politically connected or whatever?
That's not being implicitly expressed.
Okay.
So, but the question is, you know, the theorizing goes, why is this waiting list being made? Mm-hmm. What, you know, what's going on there?
Yeah.
So, and, you know, it's important to bring up earlier, a great caller, Stephen, you know, mentioned how, you know, he has TRICARE. You know, there are different forms of essentially military insurance that you get. TRICARE, I think, is one of the higher ones. I think you have to have retired from a full career, or you need to be a Medal of Honor winner, I believe. I could be incorrect about that. I know
it's getting harder to retire a full career. I know the Marines are running people out.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is, in my opinion, a good thing, but I don't recall getting offered TRICARE myself. So there's different varying degrees here. So you have to ask yourself, you know, what are the reasons that these lists are getting made? And John McCain, there's a veteran right there, is in Arizona, you know, the Arizona Republican. He is very distraught about this. He's saying, you know, now we are hearing about similar situations in major VA facilities throughout the country. He thinks it's going to get a lot bigger before it's over. Officials at the Phoenix VA hospital have maintained public silence. McCain said they denied everything when questioned in private. So he's seemingly to do his due diligence in looking into this thing. The senator warned that along with dozens of deaths in Phoenix, the problem is likely more widespread. How many got sicker and sicker and more serious problems with illness or that needed medical care that they didn't receive? We have no idea how many that is.
Right.
Investigations are underway in Texas, Wyoming, a number of other states throughout the country. David Newman, a registered nurse at the VA Medical Center in Cheyenne, Wyoming, was placed on administrative leave Friday after CBS published an email Newman wrote giving instructions to his staff. The memo explains how to list patients within the required 14-day appointment window, no matter when the window was first requested, and regardless of how long the sick veteran waited. Yes, this is gaming the system a bit, because when we exceed the 14-day measure, the front office gets very upset, which doesn't help us, the email said. A House committee and unanimously on Thursday to subpoena records relating to the supposed secret waiting list, including emails and other messages sent between VA Secretary Eric Chinesky and other department officials. Some members of Congress and leaders in the American Legion, which provides financial, social, emotional support to former members of the armed services, have called for Chinesky's resignation, although the secretary has brushed off such remarks. So even the American Legion's, you know, livid about these accusations, which are granted still to some degree getting proved. But then here we have an email from Newman in Cheyenne, and, you know, Cheyenne, Wyoming. I mean, that's a pretty serious base area. That's got to be one of the nicer ones. We were told about there's a, you know, Stephen mentioned.
Is Cheyenne very populous?
No, but it's a major, major base up there, mountain base. So I take every one of these incidents and allegations seriously. We're going to go and investigate, Chinesky said. I serve at the pleasure of the president. I signed on to make some changes. I have work to do. So they're saying they're doing something about it, but then, you know, there's just report after report and more whistleblowers coming out that nothing is getting done at all.
Now, from what I understand, a listener has said that you can purchase TRICARE insurance if you are, you know, if you haven't reached the other criteria.
Yeah.
So it's not given to you, but you can purchase it. And the claim here is by this listener is that it's a nightmare. So, whatever the claim, you know.
I mean, I'm glad, believe me, you know, veterans are people who, boy, if anybody needs some serious medical care, because depending on, you know, what you did in the service, you saw some pretty crazy stuff, and you did some pretty crazy things, and those people need help. So I'm glad that some are getting it, but this is very distraught that many are not.
Yeah, I always think of the VA as part of what the promise, you know, the promise that is sold to people who join the military, like you said at the beginning of this article, Brian, that they're going to get taken care of, right?
And, oh yeah.
And, you know, they believe that, okay, I'm going to get taken care of, and, you know.
And these recruiters are, you know, trained to make it sound as good as possible.
Yeah.
I mean, the word lie isn't there, but believe me, that's what their training is telling them pretty much to do, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, things change over time, too, right? Like, perhaps at one time, you know, so a lot of these things that were promised were true, but then over time they get harder to get or whatever, or they get defunded or whatever. Not necessarily the VA, but like, you know, the GI Bill, it's not as easy to get as it's portrayed, as I understand it, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and granted, there's a lot, like Mark mentioned, you know, there's a lot of distrust for the VA system, and part of that comes from, you know, while you're in the military, I have heard a lot of anecdotal, I'm saying it's anecdotal, I'm sure there's been some studies or reports done on it, but I can say personally that I've heard firsthand anecdotal evidence of you know, military officers or military servicemen being guinea pigged, essentially, especially during Vietnam. With various medicines.
You mean they were made guinea pigs in some experiments?
They were kind of used to see like how certain medicines would affect people. I've had sergeants that told me they tossed the pills that they were given off their shoulder to make it look like they swallowed it. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, dealing with things like Agent Orange, all kinds of stuff. Okay, I mean, it's, now, like I said, I'm talking anecdotally. There may be information out there that says a little more concrete, but there's a reason that people have these fears, and I think they are because they recognize, some of them recognize that, hey, you know, this isn't always hunky-dory like we were told in the military.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and speaking of vaccines, I know there are a lot of, like, experimental vaccines that do get given to military people that don't, you know, that aren't available to others, right?
Well, you know, what I've been told is that once you sign up with the military contract, that you're, you know, you become government property. Your body becomes government property, and that's the expectation that you have. And I think it's interesting that they attempt to sign people up right at their age of majority, right at the age of 18. If this is the biggest decision you're going to make in your life, are you best capable of making that decision at the age of 18? I wasn't capable of making, frankly, many very good decisions at the age of 18. So one of the things that it's 18-year-old bodies are the best ones to have out there in the military. 18-year-olds' minds, I think, are the worst ones to have, you know, in the military.
But they're not capable of deciding whether they can put alcohol in their body at 18. They are capable of signing their entire body over to the government, but they're not capable of having a beer.
Yeah. Well, they are capable of deciding whether or not they can have a beer, because they do.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can't be trusted with beer. That's what I meant. Right. They can't be trusted.
Well, the point is...
It doesn't help that the bulk of entertainment for the past 20, 30 years has made, you know, being the Marine type a cool thing. I don't care if it's in a science fiction setting or not. The fact is that it is definitely portrayed to, I don't think it creates violent people per se. I think they think that, man, oh, this is cool. This is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and so, you know, they go in and do it. I mean, I went in when I was, you know, 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I was a little bit older, but I definitely had some degree of the, you know, oh yeah, this is like G.I. Joe when I was a kid. You know, I could be Flint and I can go run off. And I mean, certainly,
yeah.
What about the whole idea
of why does G.I. Joe exist? You know, like that definitely, I don't know if it's demand for it or if it's kind of programming or whatever to get kids to think it's cool to...
I think G.I. Joe is one thing, but I always felt like G.I. Joe was going to get what he was promised. And I don't feel like military veterans are getting what they're promised.
Yeah.
So it's this really sort of this weird thing. They there's the all the adulation that goes into folks that join the military. But it doesn't seem to be backed up by the government. Oftentimes people that political parties that support the military so vociferously, verbally, will not support them their party won't support them with their votes in Washington. And I think it's just a big mess, and I think it's very difficult to come to sort of what is the solution. I think the military's been overused in the last 7 decades.
1.3 million active duty is what Stephen said. I am just on Skype, Stephen, who called in earlier. Mm-hmm. He said 1.3 million active duty military currently.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a lot of people.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I mean, recruiters have no problem with also telling you, hey, getting in here gets you laid. And boy, if that's not the ultimate incentive to, you know, to do this stuff. But then for it all to just, I mean, even that was a lie.
Wow. Well, coming up, speaking of getting laid, I think we're going to talk about reasons for declining marriage numbers. I'm interested in hearing about that here on Free Talk Live, the Sunday show, 855-450-3733 for your calls. There's more coming up.
There's a treasure hunt going on at mathgate.info, a Bitcoin treasure hunt. You can find Bitcoins by proving theorems. So, learn some logic, do some math, find some Bitcoins. Even better, mathgate.info is designed to be used anonymously. So, connect to mathgate.info through Tor, prove some theorems, find some anonymous Bitcoins. Don't wait, others are already searching for the Bitcoins. Go to mathgate.info today and join the treasure hunt. There are anonymous Bitcoins to be had for the taking at mathgate.info. What if humans found a habitable planet, set up housekeeping, and then got left alone by Earth and its big government? Well, that happened in Freehold, Michael Z. Williamson's seminal work, now available for the first time in a signed, limited hardback edition. Other books in this series are also available in paperback. I cannot recommend a modern fiction work more highly than Freehold. Earth might have left Freehold alone, but it doesn't stay that way. It's war. Get your copy right now at all major booksellers and shop.freetalklive.com.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.